This is STPB News. I'm Jeremy Litteman. The Senate Taxation Committee is deciding not to decide on a bill that revises some sales tax exemptions along with a tax on food. One of the bill's sponsors, Representative Elizabeth May, testified part of the revision funds support for technical education. The registered lobbyist for the state's technical schools, Will Mortensen, says the four tech schools need the help.
You know, we're often told we're a low-tax state. We hear a lot that we're a low-wage state. We hear that we're a low-cost-of-living state. That is, things are relatively inexpensive here, with a pretty glaring exception, which is that we have the third highest rate of tuition for technical education in the country. It's just flat out orders of magnitude more expensive here to get a technical education. So then we say, well, you know, are we collecting a lot more students? Are we spending a lot more on them? The answer to that is no. We spend less per student. The technical institutes spend less per student than any of our neighbors.
David Owen with the South Dakota Chamber of Commerce and Industry says the bill is very inefficient.
Let's take $3 million and create a program that won't be very efficient, that some people may not sign up for, because that's the history of when we did this before. But appropriations meets on the third floor at the other end of the building. Let's don't tell them. Let's just take the money to give people that need the relief. This program is going to cost $40 or $50 million to solve that $3 million problem. It's not an efficient way to solve the problem, but the problem's legit.
Just before a vote, Representative May introduced a motion to create a committee to review the tax structure every 4 years. The Senate Taxation Committee then agreed to delay further action on the bill until its next meeting on Thursday. In the weather forecast this afternoon, mostly sunny skies, windy with patchy blowing snow in the Sisseton Hills, highs from the mid-20s to near 40 degrees. You're with listener-supported South Dakota Public Broadcasting.